We are using unconsecrated hosts. These hosts are also stale and they are expired. They have no purpose whatsoever other than to glorify God in this video. Shortly out of college, I took a job teaching religion at a mega parish, and it was my deepest desire to impart to my students a love for Jesus and the Most Holy Eucharist. I didn't want this just to be an idea for them. I wanted it to be a reality. Well, you would not imagine the heartache that I experienced after an all-school mass. I got an email from a faculty member. The faculty member CC'd my principal. She CC'd my vice principal and several other teachers on the staff. And she said that my students were acting horribly during Mass. They were not acting like Jesus was really present. They were not giving God the reverence that he deserved. So I took this as a sword straight to the heart, and I took it to prayer. I took it to deep reflection on my actions and on my words. I prayed about it, and I realized two very important things. Number one, I had to use more than words. I had to teach the kids reverence. I had to teach them postures. I had to take them to Jesus and the Blessed Sacrament so that they could have experiences with him. That was the first lesson I learned. The second lesson I learned after a lot of observation and reflection, I learned that the biggest obstacle to the real presence in the lives of my students and the lives of many parishioners is their very own parish priest. There are so many things that this pastor and many priests all across the world do that say with the language of the body, this isn't really God. This isn't really Jesus. Not only they don't talk about Jesus's real presence, but they don't act like it. So in this video, I want to share with you just one thing, one small thing that can be changed that's done at parishes all over the world, but in particular, large mega parishes. I want to be very clear. In this demonstration, we are using unconsecrated hosts. These hosts are also stale and they are expired. They have no purpose whatsoever other than to glorify God in this video. If they were to be consecrated, what would happen to this? There would no longer be bread here. The appearances would remain, but it would then become really, truly, substantially the body and blood, the soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, whole and entire, in each species and in each part of each species when broken and when separated. This would become God. That's the teaching. There's no longer bread here. Only the appearances remain. That is a sacred mystery. That is good news. Jesus Christ living among us, the greatest of news. That is a gospel that we should be preaching to the ends of the world. So what's the problem? The problem is that in many mega parishes, after the consecration, after the priest leans over and says those sacred words that our Lord said at the Last Supper, after that, this becomes God, and usually the priest or a deacon, or in some cases a lay minister, will go to the credence table. He will get what are called ciborium, these little dishes. I'm going to refer to them as little dishes. And he will distribute them on the altar after this is God, after the great miracle that happens. Ciborium number one, number two, number three. Why is he doing this? Because usually in many parishes, there are other people distributing Holy Communion, whether that be a priest, a deacon, or in certain cases, a lay minister. So what is the problem? The problem is taking Jesus from this large dish and putting him into this dish. The problem is there's no reverent way to do this. I've seen it done many ways, every single one irreverent. There's people who will take the ciborium and dip it here and get Jesus. This is not reverent. This is not reverent. Other people will use both hands and carefully put our Lord in. And this does not work. One, the posture itself is not reverent. I have sacred particles all over my hand. On top of that, every single time I've seen this done, our Lord is dropped on the altar. For the sacred minister or the layperson to pick up Jesus off of the altar, with every motion of the body, you're saying with the language of the body, this isn't really God. This is not how you would treat God. If this was ordinary bread, I could see you moving it over in that way. I've had a priest tell me, oh, I am not disrespectful. I am not irreverent. I don't put my hands in. So he admitted that at least putting your hands into the larger ciborium and moving them into the smaller dishes looks irreverent or harsh to the eyes. He said, what I do is I pour the Lord. Oh, this is not reverent. Also, look, every time there's a pouring, I'm sorry if I'm getting upset. Every time there's a pouring, Jesus falls on the altar. Jesus drops. In fact, in Redem Shonis Sacramentum, a document from the Vatican, they said, you should not pour from one chalice to another, lest you spill the sacred species. This is also body, blood, soul, and divinity, our Lord Jesus Christ. We should avoid this. There's a great little audio from Cardinal Lorenzi when he was prefect about that. Some people will use their hand and they will take the dish and they will use one hand. This might appear to you as more reverent, but it's not. I'm still putting my hand into a dish full of God, whole and entire, in each of these individual hosts and in each particle. I'm still putting my hand in here. And look at the way I'm holding this. Are these gathered securely? Are these slow? Is this reverent? Is this showing the power and the mystery of God? We've become so desensitized to the priest and deacon and lay ministers touching our Lord so often, over-familiarity begins to develop in everybody. And I'm trying to be as careful as possible. Again, I just dropped some in. I'm trying to be careful. I believe, and I still dropped some in. How much more, if I had to do this on a daily basis, would I take for granted these sacred mysteries? I'm so sorry even to do this with unconsecrated hosts. There is no reverent way to move our Lord from this large dish into any of these smaller dishes. There's no way to do it. So Gabriel, what's the solution? What is the solution that you're proposing that's going to be more reverent than this? The solution is this: don't do it. What do you mean, don't do it? You've got to move Jesus from this dish to these dishes. No, you don't. For centuries and centuries, this is not what was done. It was only recently that people began to have this idea that for the idea of unity, I want to emphasize unity. I will consecrate everything in one giant bowl, and then I will distribute them to emphasize the unity. The problem is, by your desire to emphasize this small idea of unity, you are underemphasizing the reality that God has just become present on the altar. The most sacred God, the Alpha and the Omega, whom the Magi prostrated themselves on the ground and adored, who rose from the dead on the third day, who walked on water, who raised the dead, is now on this altar. And instead of focusing on that divine reality, you're focusing on, well, I want to emphasize unity, you know? I want to emphasize unity. And you might say, Gabriel, repeat to me the solution. So let me be very clear. What is the solution to this? Don't do it. The solution is very simple. Do not do this. What do? Before the consecration, before you turn bread into God, before that, when their gifts are being brought up, you put the dish for the priest. You bring the ciborium that have already been filled in the back, bring them to the altar, the proper number, not overly full. Put them on the altar and then say the words of consecration. And all of this together becomes Jesus Christ. When did this stop? This stopped fairly recently. For centuries and centuries and centuries, this was never done. And you might say, Gabriel, you're making a big deal out of nothing. You're an extremist. You're a religious radical. I've been a priest for 10 or 15 years and nobody's ever complained about this. You're nitpicking. Father, let me be very clear. As you probably have heard, within the past 5 years, there was a poll done by Pew Research. They polled people who went to Mass on Sunday, Catholics, practicing Catholics, and asked them, how many of you believe that Jesus is really present in the Eucharist? And 2/3 did not believe. 2/3 of your parishioners coming into the church do not believe that after the consecration, this is God. And why don't they believe? One, preaching on it is rarely done, and when it's done, it's not done with the fervor of somebody who believes the living God is right here. The living God who walked on water, who cured the blind, who cured the lame, who cast out demons is right here. The answer to all their problems is right here. We're not preaching about it. We're not praying like it, praying to our Lord in the Eucharist as if he's really present. But most importantly, we're not acting like it. This great loss of faith in the real presence of Jesus came about recently, when our postures, when our gestures, when our behaviors changed and said with the language of the body, we've all heard it said before, actions speak louder than words. My actions are saying this is not really Jesus Christ. And you have a moral responsibility. It's easy to say, well, the two-thirds, it's the fault of the fathers. It's the fault of the mothers. It's the fault of families. It's the fault of education. It's the fault of the culture. When people come into your church and they call you father, and you have been ordained to protect and to guard these sacred mysteries, it's going to fall on your head. Did you teach? Did you preach? Did you act? Did you pray with all of your heart, all of your mind, and all of your soul to communicate to every person who walks through those church doors, this is Jesus Christ? Please, I beg of you, stop this one practice and pray about changing other actions to better reflect the reality of the great gift that is God amongst us, God alive in the most holy Eucharist. In conclusion, why make this video? Most of the people watching this are lay people. So for you lay people who are watching, I'm making this video so that you can be aware. Be aware what your children are seeing, be aware what you're seeing, and understand that it has an impact on you. A lay person has a strong moral obligation after watching this to talk to your pastor. Now, I'm going to caution you. If your priest has been doing this for a long time, there are chances that his heart might be hardened against you. He might not want to hear this. So please, approach him humbly, approach him with prayer, approach him with discernment, and also be willing to walk away. The greatest gift that you can give your family is faith in the real presence. Be willing to drive 20 or 30 minutes on Sunday so that your children and your family can see and experience reverence for our Lord. This is the good news. Giving Jesus to your children is the greatest gift that you can hand on to them. If you're watching this and you're a parochial vicar, I know that's a very tight spot to be in because you are under a moral obligation to your pastor. Talk to your pastor. You have a moral obligation to bring this up with him if you deep down believe that it is irreverent and it is a distraction and causing a damage to the faith. You got to talk to him. You got to talk to him. You can't push this off until your pastor. Because when your pastor, what other excuses are going to come up to keep you from doing the right thing? Now, if he has a hard heart, if he's ironclad in this decision to distribute Jesus into the various ciborium after the consecration, you have to obey. But what can you do to be reverent? There's a long-standing tradition in the church to only use the thumb and the pointer finger for touching the Eucharist after the consecration. So you only use your thumb and your pointer finger. And when you're changing our Lord from the larger ciboria into the smaller ones, do it reverently, do it lovingly. With every motion of your hand, say, Lord, I love you. Have mercy on me, a sinner. Only using these two fingers so that you can purify them adequately after, and there's no sacred particles, which is Jesus Christ, as you know, left on your fingers or on the palms of your hands. We have to have maximum reverence. We're depending on you. You might only be parochial vicar, but you are a priest of Jesus Christ, and you are ordained to be a minister and a guardian of the sacraments. Now, to our pastors who are watching this, I know that this might have been hard to hear, and I thank you for listening with humility and with docility. I only ask one thing of you. Go before our Lord really present in the tabernacle or in a monstrance, and get on your knees and pray. Open your heart to him. Say to him, Lord, I don't want a hard heart. I want to serve you. I became a minister to serve your people and to be a guardian of these sacred mysteries which you've entrusted to me. Do I need to change anything? Is there anything that I can do differently to bring faith to the real presence in the lives of these people? Because those statistics, two-thirds of those parishioners who enter the church don't believe in the real presence. And even though it's easy to cast the blame on everybody else, as the pastor, you have a moral obligation for your people. And be assured that I am praying for you, and I ask every single person who watches this video, pray for your priests. We pray that our priests pray like Jesus is really present in the Eucharist, speak like Jesus is really present in the Eucharist, and most importantly, act like Jesus is really present in the most holy Eucharist. God bless you, God love you, and we will see you very soon.